Joanna Schrader reporting live for AgWire.com. I'm here at the Ag Media Summit with Dan Westberg. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing excellent.
Dan is with BASF. I was giving him a hard time about being in the famous Research Triangle Park in North Carolina. I think your accent probably fits in pretty well in Texas.
It fits in reasonably well, although I was originally from Arkansas, so.
Yes, it's not too strong.
But it's in the South, so.
Well, we are actually here right now to talk about Kixor. So, Dan, can you tell me a little bit about this product?
Yes, Kixor herbicide technology is a unique chemistry that was specifically designed by BASF to solve the toughest broadleaf weed control problems facing growers today.
And can you talk about what some of those problems are that they're facing?
If you look across the board, we can control a little over 70 broadleaf weed species. Many of those that either are resistant or just difficult to control, whether it's glyphosate resistance, ALS resistance, or triazine resistance. So very broad spectrum broadleaf control. We also will have a very wide use on a wide range of crops that will be used on. So corn, sorghum, soybean, all of the cereal types, cotton, fallow, tree fruit, and tree nut crops as well.
Now, I was talking with your colleague, and he was mentioning some diseases that actually caught some growers by surprise this year. Have you seen any of that? You know, we're getting into August. Some people are probably getting close to harvest in some areas. Have you seen any diseases that kind of crept up on producers this year?
Not so much in the way of diseases, but I think with the wet conditions we had this year across much of the Midwest, by the time growers got in to treat, they didn't do an effective burn down earlier in the season, so they were planting into fields that were extremely weedy. And then it continued to stay wet, and if they didn't do an effective burn down treatment, they really had a mess going through the season in some areas.
So how does, you know, in that type of situation, you know, how does Kixor work? I mean, is it still effective? Does it lose its effectiveness for the challenges that these growers had in terms of everything being too wet?
Well, Kixor herbicide technology will be very unique in that it has both burn down activity and also soil residual activity. So depending upon which crop and the use rate that we use in that crop, very effective burn down, and then in some crops we can also provide very effective residual activity through the season, particularly in corn.
So even for those growers that were struggling, Kixor is still going to be a very effective product.
Absolutely, because it does a very complementary job with glyphosate in controlling broadleaf weeds, particularly those that are more difficult to control with glyphosate. So things like mare's tail, giant ragweed, common lamb's quarter that are there early, and if you don't get them early, they become a real problem to control. And Kixor has the ability to translocate within the plant, and we can control larger broadleaf weeds than many of the other burn-down type products. The other advantage, too, is that we're very fast. Depending upon growing conditions, we can have fast, complete control within 3 to 5 days. So if a grower is wanting to get in and plant as quick as possible, you know, if you use some of the traditional burn-down products, they're very slow, say 10 to 14 days. And typically, you don't want to come in and plant into that until you have complete control. Well, with Kixor, you have complete control within 3 to 5 days, and gives the grower a lot of flexibility to be able to time his planting and also his in-crop application.
Well, that's great. So now, obviously, the producers aren't here with us today. So where can they go to learn more about Kixor?
Kixor.com will have some information there, and as soon as we have federal registration, we'll have a tremendous amount of information on them. They can also talk to their local retailer. Many of our local retailers have also been trained on Kixor, technically trained, as well as some of the distribution channel as well. Universities have also been working with it for 2 years, and some of them have been working with it up to 5 years. So there's a lot of knowledge out there in the marketplace, and as soon as we have federal registration, we can then talk about it a lot more.
Well, great. Well, thanks, Dan, for spending some time with us here at AgWire.
Thank you.